Well, let's see. I hear the legacy morpher is already starting to go up to 55.
Lord.
Or was it 65?
That thing doesn't exist.
Vicky has one.
I'm kind of glad I'm not that interested in getting one. Because otherwise I would be sad.
Remember Fort Max? He said on Twitter how it would be good for punching people.
Yes.
What isn't good for punching people?
Well, this is really good for punching people because it's made of metal.
Yeah, right. Diecast is especially good for punching people.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how us uncool kids fight. You know, we fought in, like, grade school and stuff. Just hit them over the head with your transformer.
Or grab a roll of quarters and just ball up your fist.
Or, you know, you throw a Fort Max off a two-story building and you pick up one of the pieces and stab the other kid.
Oh, shit.
But then who would work on the subs?
God.
Not Damn. That Fort Max.
All right.
Fort Max, do you shatter into dangerously sharp pieces?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Let's do an experiment.
Today on Mythbusters.
One story house, though.
It's the next Gigabeetle challenge.
Oh, God.
No.
Not the toy. The Fort Max.
Drago time! Sit at!
This is Superhero Time.
Stop!
With XV.
Ow! Ow, my colon! Ow, stop it!
Hey, Mickey.
Some of his best friends are Black Rangers.
Paladin.
That's impossible.
Ken.
A lady finda.
JD Church.
I resemble that remark.
And Fort Max.
Watch our movie.
Sanju!
So it's superhero time.
Yay.
Yay.
Yep.
Yeah. So we don't have Paladin this week, so we don't know what actually happened in the news.
Oh, shit. I was not thinking about that.
Well, damn. Nothing.
Quick, someone open a web browser.
I guess the Power Rangers figure arts went up for pre-order.
Yeah, Mighty Morphin Red or Tyranno Ranger and Mighty Morphin Green or Dragon Ranger are up on English sites, including like BBTS. I don't know if they're up on Amazon yet, but Bluefin is getting them out there. Apparently, Tyranno Ranger will be in July for us, and Dragon Ranger will be in August.
And the Dragon Ranger comes with all the weapons,
including the Sword of Darkness.
Dragon Ranger. Tyranno Ranger actually does come with the slingshot thingy and its combination with
the Thunder Slinger. I was surprised to see that.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't include the jet hand cannons with either Jetman figure.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's cool. Of course, they look like the G Ranger figure arts, but I will be getting them. Apparently, there was something about them, Tyranno Ranger, coming out in June in Japan, or at least rumors say, because they also revealed a bunch of Akiba Ranger stuff, and there are chances that that might tie in like the Red Rangers from last year. So I'm kind of almost wondering now if it will end up being like, will Tyranno Ranger come with some extra Akiba Ranger parts that you only get in Japan, or not?
Yes.
Probably, which would suck.
Interesting.
Now, what it looks like they don't come with their hands using the dino bucklers as brass knuckles.
Oh.
Though I don't think they ever used them like that morphed.
I think it was only untransformed that I've seen so far.
Ah, who cares? Huh. It's awesome, so they should have a piece that does that.
Yeah.
No, what they
speaking
need is...
of figure arts and pieces, what about Beast Mantle set?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but first, one last thing about the G-Ranger ones. They need alternate hands where the palms of the gloves are all black, like they were so much in the footage.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the time, the gloves were just filthy looking.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It kind of how the same way that Daijujin needed to come with, you know, tiny little replacement hands.
But yeah, Beast Mantle set and Delo Knight both went up for pre-orders. Apparently the Beast Mantle set comes with two of each cape.
Why?
Because one is solid and can't be moved, and the other is broken apart.
Oh, so with like a hammer? the girl skirts, like
yeah,
so that
basically.
You can be, so you can move the hands and stuff through it.
Mm-hmm. And gotcha. Of course, the broken up one looks kind of terrible.
Really?
That's why I'm. I mean, I'm.
That's surprising.
The yeah, not really.
Yeah, I'm pretty much skipping the mance. I'm not doing
that. Hey, Delo Knight also went up for sale. That's good.
Okay.
Right.
I'm excited for more Keep Ranger stuff. Shut up.
Yeah, those posable shoulder capes look pretty bad.
They do.
Wow.
Yeah, Super Keeper Red will be out in June, as mentioned, and the new versions of Blue and Yellow will probably be out in July.
So considering there's still, like, you know, unsold original Akiba Rangers out there, do you think it's all still going to go to retail, or are we going to get some exclusives out of it?
Because it's hard to say, because, like, Blue and Yellow really are not that much different. They just have new helmets. I don't know.
You know, the only thing I can see tipping it in their favor for being retail would be if they had, like, unhelmeted heads as an option.
Or some accessories. You're carrying these, or you won't get. You either carry these, or you don't get any of the current series stuff.
One other notable thing is that apparently in the new the Keeper Ranger press conference they just had, they showed off several other Sentai heroes. So hints of what might appear and what we might be getting as figure arts. One of which we have already seen as Black Condor, along with Deca Yellow, Boken Pink, and Blue Swallow. But hey, a female Jetman body would be a good thing.
Yeah, I'd do that. I mean, I'd get that.
I mean, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Probably
He's
more like
high
50.
School.
Just also, Sage Figure Arts Kurosaki Banana came out. He comes with absolutely nothing.
Well, what would he come with?
I don't know. Well,
ice packs.
Movable
okay,
head.
I mean, come on.
Feather duster.
It's just kind of funny.
Apron.
It's but it's just kind of
head.
Funny because, like, that he has managed to be the figure out with the least amount of anything.
Ever.
Ever. Like, he beats out Agito and Cheetah Nick now. So.
And Cyclone XL Extreme, I think.
Well, Cyclone XL Extreme, I think, at least had, like, what, three sets of extra hands?
Yeah, because that's such a thing to have.
I think the important question here is, where is my BJ Stag?
He would be terrible, and you know it.
Gorosaki killed him.
You've seen Figure Arts Nick, haven't you?
Yeah. Could be true. Make it not true.
I know it's sad.
Guys, Jenga.
Interesting. One other interesting note that I just see, but just staring at website here, is at a website.
Keep saying the word website.
apparently, Riku Sanjo wants to write every episode of Kyoryuger because he has apparently written a quarter of the series at this point, and he's the only writer so far.
Oh,
so I know who to blame.
Yeah.
Apparently, we have some mixed feelings on Kyoryuger.
Yeah.
A little bit.
No, my feelings are.
How long until they, like, completely nix the Henshin dance and just, like, go, like, gloss over it?
Well, I'm still waiting for them to get everybody choreographed right doing it.
That's the other thing. Like, oh my god, I'm like, I can't let Amanda watch this.
No.
although, I figured something out, which we'll talk about when we talk about the episode this week.
Just watching it, it's like, oh my god, they cannot even get that even close.
Yeah.
My wife saw that, she would be like, what is the, what? Why?
Well, I guess Sakamoto's not too interested in choreographing that carefully, since it doesn't involve Pink doing any high kicks.
Right.
Yeah.
Or anything exploding.
Or motorcycles and wires.
Yeah. The only other notable thing I can think of besides New Garo actually starting next month, along with Kiva Ranger, which nobody besides me on the show might probably cares about.
Well, I'll be watching New Garo.
I'm gonna check out Garo. I haven't watched any of it before, so.
I'm hoping New Garo is like a reboot instead of a continuation, but we'll see how that goes.
The only character returning in that preview is Zaraba. So.
Right. That's why I'm hoping it's a reboot and not trying to continue the continuity.
Right. Because it is a new guy as Garo and Junya Ikeda, aka Gokai Silver, as another Makai Knight.
Yeah.
He really looks not like acting like Guy in that, which is interesting.
Still, it's a duck face though.
Well, of course.
Hmm.
The only other notable thing I can think of is they revealed the cover to the Go Busters Returns movie.
That is the shittiest looking DVD cover.
Well, it's
a Japanese DVD cover. What do you expect?
Yeah, but it is it's like they're trying to do like Go Busters as if it were a stereotypical Sentai.
The plot sounds pretty amazing.
It's kind of like, oh, you don't want us to be what we were, do you? Well, here, let's try this. Because like you have the Busters like dressed up like they're from some 80s Sentai, while Jin is wearing this fucking cowboy getup, and Kuroki looks like fucking Hitler, but apparently he turns into Black Puma.
So Jin is now the slow thinking weapons expert.
He is Gold Beetle.
Goku is now Slow Jin.
But yeah, it looks kind of amazing. Like, this is the kind of thing I actually would rather prefer than trying to do a continuation, because doing a continuation would inevitably ruin everything, and I would like to hold up off until that till they get to the Versus movie.
I have a hard time seeing Ryuji as the human outboard motor, though.
I see it.
I mean, that seems more Hiromu speed, honestly.
Well, yeah.
We don't get a lot of Sentai What If movies.
No.
Ah, cat. No, you don't fit there.
And this week, JD is this week JD's Don.
God damn it!
Being attacked by his cat during the show. There's an intro quote.
It's clean too. There was this, that bit of silence, and then
marking that one down is JD's cat.
Yay!
Very nice. Which cat was that?
That's Pollux.
You know what? One of the new Makai Knights in the new Garo is actually named like Heavenly Bow Guy, but it's not Junya Ikeda's character.
Okay,
that'll be confusing.
But I think that's all the notable news.
And then some.
Yeah.
Wait, there's just one more thing.
What?
I'm sorry, I was trying to be paladin for a second.
Oh.
Tell me to escape the news, and I was going to bring up one more thing.
No, I'm done. Go on.
Well, it didn't really come through as you intended, what with the Cylon-ing. So, you know.
Some other Cylons. On my cock.
As you command.
I will be done.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not important.
What?
Yep.
He's too far gone for me to figure out anymore. Intro quote. Because there were so few of them last week, I have to make up for lost time. Yes. So, I guess Megaforce?
Use the Megaforce.
Who wants to talk about Megaforce?
Who watched it?
I did.
I'm sure Fort Max did.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Fort Max, talk about it for us.
Excitement.
Stuff happened. there were.
Been so long since he's done a summary.
Fort Max was completely unprepared for this.
Once again, not bad.
Yeah. Got a focus episode on the girls, which is almost amazing coming out of Samurai.
Was Yellow still a bitch?
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
That seems to be her character in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that's her character.
Seems to be more of a bitch.
And
hey, let's send a picture with you in it to the newspaper without asking you first or even telling you.
And the actor said this was her favorite episode too,
because it's probably the only one she got to do anything in.
Probably.
Ouch.
Which actress?
The girl that plays Gia.
Which color?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Okay. Maybe one day I'll actually remember.
Well, if you ever watch the intro, they remind you of
Gia. Troy. Noah. Noah's easy to remember. He's blue. Like water.
Like maybe if they yelled out their names and their colors during the intro, it would work better.
Yeah, well, that, you know, then you get to, like, Jake, black, you know, and then you're like, oh.
Well, what's the problem? He's not black.
No.
But no, it's kind of, it was kind of a typical Power Rangers plot, but, or decently enough.
Yeah, it was a very Power Rangers. It was, like, two different plots put together. You had, like, the mind control and the hate each other thing. But the mind control thing was fun because they were still conscious.
Yeah.
Like, do anything about it.
No, so they just, like, fun. Completely went total bitch on each other. Yeah. Only each other, too. It's like they were worried about everybody else. It's just they hated each other. That's the part I liked.
But then the guys are sitting there, like, rubbing that chick's feet and stuff. And, you know,
God,
that troll.
Those feet.
They were awesome looking.
That was nasty looking.
Like,
but you know, it's good to see them actually doing U.S. stuff with the monsters.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, there were some cases where I was having trouble telling the Japanese footage from the U.S. since a lot of the scene, the locations, I were able to match almost perfectly.
Yeah,
apparently, New Zealand and Japan are very similar.
Yeah, especially the soccer field.
Yeah.
I had to go a minute or so into the fight scene. I was like, oh wait, they switched to Ghost Ager footage. But for reference to Ghost Ager, this would be the episode where they got the Sky at Ghost Ager Great. So that's three of them down in three episodes.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
It was Emma, like, did it too. So it was kind of like, yay, go pink.
Well, you know, I mean, they've only got 20 episodes to get all the Ghost Ager stuff out.
Yeah, so they've got to move.
We also
like,
saw
we're on a schedule here, people. Go.
Question though. The part with Vrak and or Blade Run, was that in the same episode or was that from a different episode? I don't remember. It's been
hell
a long
if I know.
Bogged me with it.
It was his set form from the second arc, though.
Ah, yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, because that was Chupacabra, not Blade Run, right?
Yeah, and they specifically noticed that, mentioned that he wasn't an insect. What's going on here?
Boy, how season one of them?
Well, except they noticed it.
Yeah.
No,
they,
but still
they pointed it out.
No, but I mean still mixing and matching, you know, different footage together
like
that.
It's like they're already starting to blend towards the second arc now.
Yeah.
And they keep mentioning the fact that he's supposed to be royalty, so I'm almost kind of wondering if he's supposed to be Zangek.
Ooh.
Have him
interesting.
Maybe,
and he'll turn into Walt's Gill.
Gill, yeah.
Ooh.
There is kind of a similarity there, isn't there?
You could pull that off with Blade Runner.
I think you could totally pull that off now you think about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, what with him already turning into Dokaku?
No, that wasn't Dokaku's. That wasn't the Dokaku form. The Dokaku form obviously wasn't until the Versus movie.
Right, but...
Which we'll have probably at Christmas.
Yeah.
But
Clash of the Red Rangers 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, as you know, Samurai Red Ranger rides in on a subway for some reason.
Yeah, but this episode especially, they keep making that big point about him supposed to be royalty of some sort. Mm-hmm. So, blending in with the second arc stuff, they're clearly...
They have something worked out, apparently.
They actually do. The point is, they actually do have something worked out. They're not just flying by the seat of their pants.
Great. It's fun. I'm liking it. I mean, you know, this was a very, you know, standard kind of episode, but it was...
Yeah, it felt very Power Rangers Season 1 all over.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, one of the episodes where they actually had a usable monster suit.
The acting is really decent too. I mean, that's what's.
Well, of course,
like,
Troy didn't get to do much in this episode, so. But,
but still, I mean, I think Troy's fine. I mean, for what it is.
I like the bit where they realize that, and it points to Troy though, where they realize, oh wait, we don't have to stop, we don't have to keep holding our hands over our mouths, but Jay kept doing it.
God. Yeah.
Troy is pretty much Jason. Yeah. He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And he's loud in AD, and he's kind of
loud in ADR.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can tell the like the guy playing Jay, like he seems to have some acting experience as far as like
he's done some characters and stuff. Like him and Gia out of the five Rangers seem to be the most natural in their delivery.
Yeah.
Which is good because they play off each other a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
Sierra, is that her name? Sienna? I don't know.
Yeah,
she's following me on Twitter now, so whatever, you know.
Oh, bless.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for her.
But the real question, is she also following Giga Beetle?
I don't think so.
Who isn't following Giga Beetle now?
Should be.
He's blowing up.
Everywhere.
You should take credit for that.
What?
No. Just kidding.
Giga Beetle. I love the Giga Beetle Follow Fridays where he suggests you follow him.
Yeah.
Following him to know that you should follow him, but whatever.
Well, if someone retweets it.
Right. That's what you probably should do, I guess.
So, JD, do you want to go ahead and throw out the Giga Beetle challenge for this week since we're talking sure. about him anyway? Which one are we going to do?
Let's start with this time. We'll start with the donuts then, I guess.
Or do you want to do the ramen noodles?
Noodle. Okay, we'll start with ramen. That was first in the series anyway, I think. So, so we're going to go down. This is going to be like a multi-part kind of deal where we want to try out Kosuke's, like, you know, of course, Kosuke loves his mayo, as do I. So I'm trying to get an idea what's good, what's not, you know. And so we figured we'd have Giga Beetle. Try that out. So the first challenge would be to try mayonnaise on ramen. Probably beef ramen, but you know, whatever. Whatever
I'm
you
sure,
like.
I'm sure chicken would work too.
Mayonnaise on beef ramen would be like a Philly cheesesteak soup.
That doesn't sound bad.
And mayonnaise goes well with chicken too, so that shouldn't be a
problem.
It
does. It does. So yeah, so chicken would probably be fine too. So
I wouldn't advise it with like shrimp though.
Yeah, the shrimp ramen, no.
Are we talking like good ramen or like Maruchan?
Well, probably Maruchan because I don't think Giga Beetle is going to be able to get good ramen in Sweden.
Yeah.
I can't even get good ramen here.
Exactly.
Sure you can. Just go to the IKEA store.
What?
Go to the restaurant in the IKEA store. I'm sure they have good ramen.
Really?
With horse meat?
Yes.
Yes, horse-flavored ramen noodles.
Oh, good.
It's in horse broth.
Your mom has horse meat.
It has a sporty flavor to it.
I wonder what the bronies think about this.
Oh my god.
They think?
They don't.
No.
Just fap.
God. Yes, that.
Now, if that's not an intro quote, I don't know what is.
They just fapped. Oh my god, girl horses.
Of course, Hasbro has now made that even worse by just making them girls. Thank you, Hasbro.
They weren't.
Oh, god. Oh, good, you haven't heard.
No.
Oh, good. Spare yourself.
What? Well, now I have to
now
know.
Here's what I'm hoping. It's actually a troll.
Hasbro is doing a spinoff with the ponies just as middle school girls.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man, that'll make it easier to fap, then. I don't know. That might be easier or harder.
God, that's terrible.
Tar girls, and then, oh, man, build it, and they will come and come again.
Ew.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, centaur girl. God. Why am I crying?
I know why I'm crying. Oh.
Because you just had the mental image?
Yes. I always cry after I masturbate.
I already have that quote, JD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aw. Wow. I don't know whether that's sad on my part or...
I'm picturing the image that JD tweeted of his leg, but only with, like, with semen dripping over it.
Photoshop time!
Quick to Photoshop! Oh.
Well, hot glue, it'll fix you right up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Due to Centaur Girls, though... Oh, man. I mean, I want one of the centaur ponies. Well, you can't have one, honey, because all the weird boys...
Is the horse part up top or on the bottom?
You put the horse part on the bottom. You know, you put the... Because then you get the best. Then you get tits, and you get that huge ass.
Or cock.
Right. Well, there you go. Ideally, it is like a female top and then a male... out of the core.
Wow, this is going somewhere else.
So you get...
So transsexual centaurs.
So a transsexual centaur, where you get, like, a female torso, and then a male penis.
Now, what if we go, like, more like a hermaphrodite in a sideshow sense here, where it's a left and right split between human and horse?
Oh, that's really complicated but interesting. Hmm.
But will they have any? Will they have any crab sticks?
Well, of course they will.
Somewhere.
Yeah, and how else are they going to control their robot army?
Someone is listening to this and eating popcorn in amazement, just like I can't believe they're making this up. This is incredible.
Well, this is most. This is mostly you, JD.
Well,
yeah,
a little bit of help, Mickey, but yeah.
I'm just the salt to the meal. I had flavor.
Right.
Or the salt to the wound.
Yes.
I bet that's already out there, though.
Mickey is the thin white gravy on top.
Let's try transsexual centaur and see what we come up with. Wow, there's some really not interesting stuff there.
It kind of makes me sad Paladin's not here to share this with us.
He would be... He wouldn't say a word.
No, but he wouldn't say a word, but he'd have to be listening to all of it to make sure he doesn't miss when somebody calls on him.
True.
You know, he may be suffering in silence, but he would be suffering.
Yeah.
Above and beyond.
Man, that doesn't pull up anything. Wow. Hmm. All right, artists, get on that.
I like how we all tweeted about that at once, too.
All right, somebody is way behind on their Rule 34 stuff. Right? There are no tranny centaurs when I do a Google search. Somebody get on that.
So that falls under first world problems, right?
Oh, well, yeah. I think that's a given.
Well, if we're dealing with like furry type stuff, would that be third earth problems?
Wow.
Wow.
Way to kill it, Mickey.
Man.
Is that a good wow or a bad wow?
Considering the silence that fell immediately afterward.
Just wow.
Way to hit the obscure points, though.
It's sad that Thundercats is obscure.
Well, I mean, at least...
You saw how the last series performed.
At least that aspect of Thundercats, you know.
Thunder. Yeah, the Thundercats series didn't have anyone yelling at Terry to get out of there.
I don't think the Thundercats series had anybody watching it.
Except family. Aww.
Oh, it's sad because it's true.
Too bad.
All right.
If there was any more proof you needed that fanboys are not all that's needed to support a show,
yeah.
That was it.
No, because...
have Cartoon Network support the show.
I think He-Man previously proved that, but apparently it needed
more.
Well,
He-Man at least got 3 seasons or so.
Yeah, and but then, no one was watching that either.
And then I guess it came out today through Bruce Timm that Green Lantern, the animated series, got canceled because nobody wanted to carry more Green Lantern toys.
Well, I wonder why.
Wow. Jeez. Wait, you mean all the toys they made for the show? Wait.
Yeah.
They didn't make any f***ing toys for the show.
Yeah, well,
it sounds familiar.
The movie
sounds exactly like that. Sounds exactly like Symbiotic Titan. Oh, it was canceled because it didn't sell toys. There were no f***ing toys.
But there were no toys. There were no toys because the movie toy.
Except for the movie, f*** you. We're not buying Green Lantern again.
Right. Exactly. There was so many movie toys still hanging around out there that some stores just outright refused to carry any more Green Lantern stuff.
Period. So don't even bother coming up with prototypes.
Hmm. Yeah.
Shit. I blame Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Seems safe bet.
Yeah. Because he can only play Ryan Reynolds.
True.
That is very true.
Now, of course, you know, Robert Downey Jr. played Iron Man as Robert Downey Jr., but to be fair, Robert Downey Jr. basically is Tony Stark in real life. So,
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a completely different argument on that one.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, Toku?
Yeah.
If we must.
Well, why don't we talk about Wizard?
Driver on! Landstamina! L-A-O-U!
Oh, Jesus, no. Let's talk about something else.
No, this'll go fast.
No, this is Kamen Rider Beast. We're okay. No?
Okay, so...
Kamen Rider Jobber.
No, wait, it's Precure Beast.
Yeah, so last week on...
Pure Mayonnaise!
Yes. Last week on Wizard, Beast's grandmother showed up in town to drag him home so he'd stop being a hobo or something. And for some reason, he doesn't want his grandmother to know he's Kamen Rider Beast. So when he's forced to fight in front of her, he adopts an alternate persona of the magical girl Kamen Rider Beast, or as Ken and I like to call it, Cure Mayo.
It's like at this point that I just tuned out.
This is the first time Wizard's been interesting.
I wouldn't really call it interesting. So Madden,
yeah, that was hilarious. It's been my avatar for like 2 weeks now.
Well, my thing is like it is kind of funny, but it's like really indicative of how sad Beast is to me.
Okay. So let's talk about the second fight in the episode where Wizard and Beast get smacked together and their rings get swapped. So yeah. Wizard holds the Beast ring in front of his driver, and he gets this awesome new combo attack. While Beast is sitting there trying to jam a wizard ring into his driver, he's like, what the f***? Why does my toy suck so much more than yours?
Because your toy sucks so much more than his.
Because he's the second... No, the reason why his toy sucks so much more is because he's the second rider.
Yeah. Because his rings don't have IR chips in them.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
his rings do have chips in them, otherwise the wizard driver can't read them.
Oh, the driver doesn't have a sensor, right.
Right.
Yeah, it just
but
has
basic,
the...
basically what this is that even in Beast's first real focus episode since he's debuted,
the show is still crapping all over him,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is totally the flying butt over Cyclops.
And see...
Stop that.
Well, no, that was actually funny back when that was originally done, so...
See, my thing is like, I want... It's kind of like, you only have two heroes in a show like this. I kind of want them both to be... cool in a way.
Yeah.
Interesting. This is not the case.
But no. You're all wrong. Beast is awesome.
I want him to be awesome. But
okay, so
Beast is kind of like they wanted to give Shunpei a driver, but they wanted to hire another actor too.
Yeah, it's like the show will not let him be awesome.
No, the show won't let him be awesome.
Even in the fight in the next episode at the end of it.
Okay, so anyway, the last week's episode ends with Beast's grandmother finding out he's Beast and understanding what he has to do to survive. The grandmother's the gate, so she offers herself up to be turned into a phantom so Beast can eat her and survive. So in this week's episode, which I didn't watch, but I'm going to assume this is how it went, Beast and grandmother have a heart-to-heart talk. Beast convinces grandmother not to become a phantom, and the phantom is killed, and grandmother goes home safe and sound.
Oh my god. Mm. Well, yes. But here's kind of close, but not really.
No, that's exactly what happened, because that fits exactly with Wizard Mad Libs.
Actually, he's pretty accurate. But
he's pretty close. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's pretty f***ing close.
You missed the part where Haruto has learned nothing, and Shunpei becomes a hostage.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that is part of Mad Libs also, so, you know.
It, like you had the entire, like, four episodes of setup, two episodes of setup, and two episodes of Rinko in a f***ing hospital. Oh, no, let's create another hostage. So when they go looking for this phantom in the episode, He takes Rinko with him.
Yeah.
What the f***, Naruto? Really?
Well, she's got to grab Shinpei, you know, that's the plan. He's really stupid, because he got tricked again, too.
Well, okay, and here's the bad thing about this week's episode. There was some really, really cool direction. Like, just use the powers, really good fight scenes.
Gremlin running all along the side of a wall while holding his hat.
I don't care about any of it, because I don't give a shit about any character in it. And it's like, even in Beast's big fight, he's fighting the Phantom, but then they have to switch off to Haruto for Haruto to use the Drago Timer. Luckily, they let Beast finish him, actually. Finally, yeah. He's Rider Kick 10 episodes later.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yay.
He has an awesome Rider Kick.
But they have to let Wizard soften him up. I'm like, okay.
Well, they were both fighting. I mean, there were two monsters. They were switching off between fighting Gremlin and fighting...
But they only switched off so that way they could use the Drago Timer on a monster they could actually kill, because they can't kill Gremlin.
Right. But...
It's like Bandai is writing the show, basically.
But, I mean, come on. Can you blame Kosuke? I mean, he has a Jewish grandmother, you know? I think that explains a lot about this character.
The only reason I even saw these episodes was because I was watching the stream and waiting for Precure. Basically, I only watched it waiting for a better show to come on.
Man... I really like Beast. Y'all
want to like Beast. I want to
so
like Beast.
It's kind of like if you watched Jay Leno waiting for Conan to come on back when they hit the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right, right.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was.
Or like when you're watching whatever was on before Seinfeld, waiting for Seinfeld to come on when Seinfeld was still funny.
I can't remember whatever came on before Seinfeld back in the
that's
day.
Because
I still
there was
understand
like,
how that happened. How does that go from like, being the most funny thing out there to being absolutely not funny at all?
Because Larry David left the show.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, even the funny episodes, they aren't funny anymore, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's because it's all so dated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything in Seinfeld became popular culture, so it became dated after the fact.
Like, have you ever...
They did not write dated material so much, but the circumstances, the attention it got made it get locked in a period of time.
It's true.
Moment in time.
Cripes.
Like Seinfeld is a time capsule of the 90s.
Yes. Yeah. A time capsule of its own creation.
Yep.
But as for last week's Wizard, the one part I really did enjoy watching that was when Haruto was like, hey, can I keep this ring?
Yeah. He's like, give me that! Bastard. Your ring doesn't work with mine.
Yeah, and of course that did end up the plot point being the plot point.
That was the nice little twist for the.
Oh yeah, although it was.
I was half expecting the show to just be that. Oh, the grandmother's a illusion.
Yeah, well, it was
an illusion to what?
It was entirely just, hey kids, this can work on the wizard driver too.
Yeah.
for the plot resolution. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the rings have some nice, actually do have nice effects on the wizard.
But you know what really pisses me off about this story arc in Wizard? It would have been so easy to make it be one episode.
Yeah, it really...
They could have just sent the grandmother home on the bus, because they've already established once you leave Tokyo, the phantoms don't go after you anymore, because they're retards.
But that would require them paying attention to... stuff things that have happened.
Oh, I know, but you know,
in the first few episodes they would find excuses to why the phantoms won't follow them anymore. They just stopped trying.
You know, they could have defeated this phantom at the bus battle, and then grandmother could have left. It all would have been resolved in one episode.
Now, also,
but
the other thing, how long did it take Haruto to remember he had a bike?
Oh God.
Obviously, well, all too long.
Yeah.
Much like this conversation
like
going on.
This week's entire episode is just hinged on the fact that, oh, Shunpei got captured. That's the entire episode.
Yeah.
It's just a total waste.
But yeah, I mean, he's running after the bus. You have a bike. You have a portal to grab the bike from wherever it is.
Couldn't he use the portal to get on the bus?
He actually had a useful use of his Kinect portal in this episode.
He had to get through a lock. Yeah.
It's like, why are you only now thinking of creative uses of your powers?
Well, the problem, it's the same problem with like this is running into the same issues that like you run into with like Doctor Who, where it's like if you have like this magic, like it's kind of like the screwdriver, you know, like a sonic screwdriver. It's like you have this magical-ish device that can basically do anything. Right. Then you have to, like, either pretend that they don't remember it can do that, or, you know, write in some weird reason of why it won't work in a certain situation.
Or just ignore it like Wizard does.
And yeah. They chose to ignore it. That's kind of the options.
But that's why, actually, Forze's toolbox of powers is so good, because they're all kind of really obscure and situation dependent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're not really overpowered. They just kind of... They're quirky, and they will work in certain situations or combinations. You know, some of them didn't even work very well until the Cosmic, because then you could combine them, you know.
Like, I'm still really sad we never got Gatling Chainsaw.
Oh, that would have been amazing. But,
wrong foot.
But, like,
okay, so Gatling Giant Foot, maybe, then?
No, Gatling Chainsaw.
Gatling Launcher. No, wait, no, not Gatling Launcher. Net Gatling, Net
Gatling.
Chainsaw Launcher. Ooh.
Chainsaw missiles, yeah. I think that's what we were going for. But like Sonic and Net, you know, like using those together and things. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the issue you run into here, where it's like, you know, you've got a certain set of powers that could be, you know, too useful.
Or even why the fuck is he keeping Shunpei and Rinko around? Besides the fact he probably wants to fuck Rinko.
Meet shields.
And Shunpei.
Or now randomly Kosuke wants to fuck Rinko, because that just came out of nowhere.
That came out of nowhere, yeah.
Just because she's there.
Yeah. I mean, where are you going to find vagina in Tokyo, you know?
Well, I mean, you got to stick your pole where you can. That's right. How you pitch a tent. What?
Right.
And of course, also, notice that Beast got kicked off of that guy he saved, Ruth.
Yeah, he's not there. He was in the backyard of the place.
We spent way too much time talking about Wizard this week.
I know.
I agree.
I didn't intend to talk about it for this long, either. They just started going, and, you know.
God damn it, you assholes.
I'm sorry.
I like Kosuke. He's
Mickey,
awesome.
Why are you at the bottom of a bucket?
Because I'm lying with my head into my arms.
Oh, okay.
Down on the desk. Because
okay,
I want this
cool.
segment to end.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Fine.
All right. Kyuryuger.
Oh, God.
He's been better, kids.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mickey.
It's time for Dinosaur Samba.
All right, who's going to talk about Kyuryuger? Okay, JD, go for it.
That saves me talking about Deno, so... let's see. Green's dad is an intense bastard.
Not just any intense bastard. He's a bastard who can leap tall trees.
Okay.
Is Dinah Black.
Meanwhile, Ami really wants him in
Yes,
Green's
he is Dinah Black and Goggle Black.
Who cares about Goggle?
For a second, like...
Okay, cool. I didn't know that. Don't care.
All of the other Kyuryugers
family
or friends seem to be past Sentai alumni.
Yeah, because next week we get
Gunpei.
So, anyway, so his dad is an intense sword fighting bastard, and he's really pissed off at his son because he uses this really feral fighting form. I don't know. And the monster of the week is this weird Popeye lighthouse.
It looks like he's from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I don't know. Anyway,
he's captured. He's a jail cell monster.
He's capturing people, make them really angry.
He just needs some sexy leather pants or something.
And he needs to pose more.
Yeah.
I don't know. He works for the Fury Monster, so he's trying to make him mad, but yet he seems to be making him scared. I don't understand. Anyway.
He works for the Fuhrer?
That's kind of.
It's not making much sense in terms of that. Anyway. So King goes and talks to the dude's dad, says, hey, lighten up. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
And then
Green's like, well, don't tell me to lighten up because I'm a bastard too. And I'm like, yeah, I know you're a bastard. But
of course,
you know,
after they have a stupid little fight to reveal Green's identity, where Daigo, the only part of this episode I really liked where Daigo brings a sword to a gunfight.
Yeah,
he brings a gun to a sword fight.
fight.
King is like, you know, let's have, you know, yeah, because Green's like, yeah, let's fight. And he's like, okay, yeah, let's fight. And whoever wins, whatever. And so they start a sword fight for a minute, and then King pulls out his gun and shoots him in the face. And they're like, dude, you can't do that. And he's like, why? We didn't say we couldn't. And Green's like, yeah, I didn't say we couldn't. So.
And of course, there is a segment of kids, buy our new bike toys.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And there's, yeah, the bikes.
Also, old people are stupid.
So apparently,
I know old people like bad puns.
I know they're really taking a dump on Blue already.
Yeah.
Well, like I took a break.
Very
from
bad puns is the typical. It's pretty much the generic things old men enjoy.
Well, of course, they're taking a dump on Blue. He's old.
Wait a minute, I like puns.
Yeah, that's because you're old.
Damn it!
How old are you, JD?
Shut up. 34.
Okay. You're slightly older than Blue.
34. I know, right? That's awesome. Anyway, so yeah, whatever. Anyway, so shoots him in the face, and then yeah, they get motorcycles, and Blue can't ride them because he's an old.
Yeah,
and
they don't like his puns either.
Yeah, they don't like it. Yeah,
was this Shroud's dirt bike track?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. I think it's the only dirt bike track they have.
So they talk to Green, and they're like, you know what? Do your thing, but do your dad's thing, too, and then do it together, and then, yeah. And so Dad's like, oh, my God, he's find his own fighting form with mine, and it's like he's his own person. And so they kill the little monster, and then they make the big monster, and then the Mecha does its little dance thing.
They immediately eject Pink from the combination.
Yeah, immediately.
Well, no, Pink no. They only eject Pink's Zord from the combination. She stays in the cockpit,
yeah,
amazingly.
She stays on, which was very strange, but whatever.
And they need, yeah, because they need something that can drill into the Golga Museum.
Well, yeah. And the great thing is, Green tells Pink to go rescue the civilians,
yeah,
but she stays there, and the dinosaur just goes and does it.
Yeah, Ayn, she's the one that has the drill for going underground. So
I mean, the way they do it does make sense. It just does seem a little like, oh, they didn't waste any time doing that because like next week it's like Green and Black combined. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Right.
So
you'll
yeah.
never see the Pink Zord again.
People, and then the Velociraptor does its awesome tail slice thing, and then they kill the monster, and then everybody's happy, and then Black shows up, and then like, where the f*** were you? And he was like, I was f***ing a chick. Why? What were you doing? And
JD sounds so excited to summarize this.
I mean, okay. There's no meat to it. What do you want?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing particularly clever or interesting that happened in the episode at all.
Did I miss something? I'm sorry.
No, not a thing.
Okay.
All right. All right.
You sound so excited. It's all.
We were talking about the transformation dance being done really badly.
Uh-huh.
And what I figured out from having four of them doing it at once, it's not that everybody's choreographed badly. Pink cannot dance. She is not capable of doing it as well as the others.
Yeah.
She's a good stunt fighter, though.
And that shows also if you pay attention during the end dance.
Yeah, I noticed
she
that.
She is doing
too.
It so much more poorly than everybody else.
I always skip the end dance every week, so.
The song is terrible.
God awful. I'm so glad there's somebody else on the show that agrees with me on that now. So bad.
And half of the beginning theme is terrible, and the other half is just unremarkable.
Mm. It's just. Kind of.
Like, raise your hand if you get psyched up by the whoa, Love Boat beginning.
the next generation. No? Okay.
No.
But yeah, Pink is just bad at dancing in time with everybody else.
It's kind of like comparing, like, with the Go Busters ending where Jin is just so much better than everyone else at everything.
Oh,
well, that's because Masato just was better at everything else.
Yeah.
He wasn't constrained by a physical body. He could dance even harder.
Yeah. That the actor could, like, act, so...
Yeah.
Masato was
although,
Japanese.
One thing that Pink is good at is that she's got a magnificent crotch. It's very limber.
You get to see it a lot.
Well, yeah, apparently...
Apparently, they designed her fighting style specifically so Sakamoto could shoot crotch shots.
Yeah. Riku Sanjo specifically said, was it Sanjo that said that he wrote her having action scenes like that just so he could do that?
Yes.
Which is sad. And
this show just keeps becoming more and more offensive to me.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like, It's just, yeah, seriously.
It's like I try to ignore this, and it's like I really want to stop hearing about the production side.
It's sexist, it's pervy, it's boring.
We didn't have a yellow because
I want Sanjo and Sakamoto and the producer to just stop talking.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't want to hear. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cool in previous years where we hear things. I don't want to hear a thing.
Yeah.
Stop. It's actively making me like the show less because I can't go, oh, cool, Pink has some really cool fight scenes. Now I'm going, oh, there's a crotch shot.
That's a vagina. Cool.
Well, it's your fault for looking, Ken.
It's like, that's a 16-year-old vagina. Crap.
I haven't seen one of those in 10 years. Who am I kidding? I've never seen one of those.
But to follow up on Mickey's comment from earlier, Masato obviously is Japanese Patrick Swayze.
Well, does that mean he's going to die?
Oh, yet? My God.
Oh, no. But,
that's brilliant.
It is. Roadhouse.
Imagine Masato in Roadhouse.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Just kick people in the face. Roadhouse.
Is this going to be where we start talking about the previous Sentai more than the current one again?
Oh, probably.
Anyway, did I miss anything? That was pretty much, wasn't it?
No. Okay,
good. That works.
Yeah.
I did like the part where Black comes in though at the end, and he's like, "What? I was f***ing a bitch."
Yeah, they're totally trying to make him be Black Condor.
Yeah. Trying being the keyboard.
Yeah. Trying.
Not working.
Well, he maybe like a gay Black Condor.
For one thing, he's missing the saxophone.
Yeah.
Or the style or the.
Booze. So in other words, he's supsy.
Oh, nobody else understands what that means, Fort Max.
No.
No.
Nope.
No.
Wow.
Not going to explain it. He's going to leave it at that.
No, we're not going to explain it.
Black is really fruity for being a playboy.
Yeah.
I think he's compensating.
Yeah, he's trying to cover.
Overcompensating.
Oh, you don't see the woman I was just with? Oh, you
you see her? She had big tits. I love them. I love them so much.
And, hey, Green, and I totally sucked on her labia. Labia. Right, guys? You love that, yeah. Huh?
She had an enormous clitoris. It was at least 7 inches long.
I see the scene now.
Do you?
When you get your finger there and you start fingering the uvula?
I just want to see the reaction on everybody's faces. Like,
And what the f*** is up with this goddamn bird?
Bird?
He seems to be an asshole.
Bird? Oh, Torin.
Has anyone cued him yet?
Isn't he that dude? Isn't he King's dad?
Well, that's what I thought.
That's what I was
thinking.
There's
just no explanation.
Oh, speaking of Daigo's dad, how shitty of a father do you have to be to leave your son in the middle of a f***ing desert?
Hey, he was trying to make his kid tough. If I had a child, that's exactly what I'd do. I'd take my kid out in the middle of the desert and be like, "F***ing survive."
Like, yeah, but JD, you hate children.
I'll get you back to Japan, if you're a pussy.
Yeah, that's right, because then you'd know if he was tough, right? You're preparing him for the world. Look, okay. Not that, you know who that kid grew up to be the leader of a Sentai team, right? So did it work out in his favor? Yes. It took him 4 children to do that.
That's what I was going to say. How many missing siblings are there?
Yeah, like 3 older brothers. Like, he kept passing their bodies in the desert. Like,
well, let's see. One of them's probably, how many of them became leaders of other Sentai?
None. They all died. He's the only one that survived. And that necklace thing, it's like a kitschy thing that he got at like a gas station. He just keeps buying them.
Yeah, if he would just turn it over and look at the back, he would see where it says "Made in Taiwan."
Yeah,
it came from a capsule machine in front of the grocery store.
Necklace is going to be a convenient power up later on.
No, surely not. Yeah. No, but seriously, that would be awesome. I would do that if I had kids. I would just take them out of the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but JD,
speaking of power ups, I see that. Of course, Black's gone. Okay, f*** you. I'm getting my power up now.
What?
What?
He grabbed like one of the 13 batteries.
Oh, I thought that was the motorcycle thing.
Nope.
Oh well.
They all look the same to me.
I know. Yeah. There's so many of them with so many numbers on them.
Yeah.
They're all just double A's.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I'm on the charger.
So, yeah, is that thing...
It'll be a long year.
Is that thing a charger, or is it just a storage rack? What is that thing?
I think it's the charger.
Yeah.
Boy, see, just don't I try to the... bring that to America, though. Any, like, adapters and shit.
Well, no. Here's the thing. You need the gun to use them. So that's going to be fine.
Oh. Yeah, but you still have to charge in the charger. You still have to plug in the charger. You go to plug in the charger, and you like, got to have like that adapter thing, you know, and then
make sure it
was regulated. Shut up. You're ruining my fucking joke. Shut up.
Now, if you were trying to take them to Europe, then you'd need the adapter.
Yeah, because they use PAL over there.
So you want to correct me on like the charging thing, and you don't want to back me up on perpetual motion. Okay, I see how it is. Thanks so much.
So, is the charger in the memory or is it in the belt?
It's in the basement.
awesome. I love that. That's the best. It's almost as good as Go-Go 5.
The.
Yeah.
That's the magic part.
So, how long until we get an episode where one of the Kyoroger's powers, the batteries go dead on them?
Oh, a Peter Parker episode?
Episode 10, probably.
Not long. We are ready for the Peter Parker episode.
You know, next week they'll have the whole team together, so that's when they can start doing wacky
It will be
with stuff.
Episode where they start losing the power and suddenly that shoulder armor they have turns into a quilt.
Nice.
What?
I think it's something we just went by. I don't have any.
For Max is telling jokes that only XV gets.
I don't. He's I making, love it. But making... Max tells the most obscure f***ing jokes and then doesn't understand why people don't laugh.
No, I understand perfectly. The fact that no one gets them is even more reason.
You know, the point of telling a joke is so that other people laugh, not to be like,
No, because remember, Fort Max was raised in Mystery Science Theater, where the more obscure the joke is, the more successful it is.
Right.
He was also raised in Ouija, where the same thing is true.
God. Man.
Ouija basically is Mystery Science Theater or the chat room.
See, I try to, it's just different approaches to humor, I guess. I actually want people to laugh, you know?
Anyway, Fort Max's quilt thing was relating to Green Ranger losing his powers in the American footage only.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
When he had the quilt on his shoulders.
Gotcha.
Soft shield?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I understood it immediately, but I can understand how it's obscure.
I did. I just didn't laugh.
Oh, okay.
I got it, too.
No, you didn't. You were with me.
I just didn't say anything. I was like...
Good
time.
You
need to start laughing at Fort Max's jokes like we get them, and then...
Then he'll stop.
Then he'll stop.
Oh!
Reverse see, psychology.
See, it's like the opposite of the thing I did to Paladin. Where instead of making a whole bumper out of the bad jokes, we just, you know, pretend they're funny and then he'll stop.
Mm. Except now he knows you're doing this.
I didn't say it was a good plan.
It doesn't mean it won't work.
It wasn't even my plan to start with, so.
Oh, okay. It's JD's plan.
Yeah. Okay. So, of course, it's awful.
You want to also say about Kyoruger?
I think as I pointed out.
There's too much of this damn gun.
It is the thing.
I mean, it's the morpher, and they use it for all their attacks, and like, oh god, I'm tired of looking at it already.
But there's the sword thing, too.
I honestly think it has reached that point that Wizard nearly did, and actually has at times, it talks too much. Because you even get to a point, like, when they're inserting all of them for the transfer, it talks so much that it goes past the shots of them into other shots.
Yeah.
It talks too much.
It's okay. They'll edit it down and abbreviate it.
Huh?
They'll abbreviate it.
They really needed a separate morpher.
Yeah.
Just to keep the shots more interesting and not feel repetitive.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you watch them put it in and take out a battery out of the gun? I mean,
exactly.
About 25 so far.
It's getting real old real f***ing fast.
Yeah, and they've already abbreviated the combination.
Yeah, I mean, they went straight to it. It was like, usually they'll give it like two or three episodes where you see the whole thing. And it was like, second episode, nope!
It shows you that this is probably going to be very Gal Ranger and that they're going to be switching out all the f***ing time.
And hope you like that samba music every time they change limbs.
Oh, God. I already went into this last week, but I can't stand it.
I need to make that a ringtone.
Yeah.
Then I'll call you all the time.
It's got that quality about it. Oh, no, I put a different ringtone in for you, Mickey.
Nice. That's awesome.
So, take a break?
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Nice.
You're listening to Superhero Time. It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Your wheels are real cherry.
That's just like Dyna Pink. Oh, you bet.
How could you know?
Oh, kids.
How fast does she go?
Pretty fast from what I've heard.
We're not just talking about the motorcycle.
That's
either.
Not very nice.
Hey, cut it out, you knuckleheads. Well, I'm gonna try this baby out.
Don't fall. Don't fall.
Don't worry, Doc. I'm much too good looking.
It's time for Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
Okay, so this week on Power Playback, we watched Kamen Rider Denno from the Cho Denno Trilogy episode Blue.
Why?
I have no idea.
We were trying to pick something Denno. We were trying to pick a movie, and that was the best we could do.
I don't remember.
Pick something good.
I don't remember why we tried to pick a movie either.
I don't know why.
I requested a movie.
I just said Denno, and then somebody got the movie, and then somehow we ended up here.
I requested a movie. That's all I know.
So it's JD's fault.
No, mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to blame Ken, because Giga Beetle said it was cool.
Oh.
It is cool. It's very cool.
Hmm? Yeah, I mean, if Giga Beetle says it's awesome to do something, then it must be.
Right, I mean, so, you can't go with that. So
you know, blame Ken.
Sure, why not?
And this time it was Ken's idea. He wasn't just the unfortunate messenger. So mm-hmm.
This specific movie was not my idea, though.
No, but it was.
The important thing is it opens up with the flea market that crosses time. And how can you go down from that? I mean, it starts on a high note and just keeps on going up.
Okay, Mickey, you volunteered to talk about it.
Okay, well, at the flea market that crosses time, at the... What was the train station called again? I don't remember. King Station or something? Or
It's the airport terminal.
Isn't that the
Thank you, Fort Max.
Train station from Harry Potter?
Anyway, at the train station, the Ku Klux Klan is stealing somebody's ticket. And so... Yeah. The spooks just starts busting up the security guards left and right, tossing people through IKEA bookshelves, and I don't remember what happened after that. So someone else take over.
The person ended up on the roof and got.
Yeah, how did they get there?
Because
they were leaving.
They went upstairs.
They were trying to get out.
Don't you need like a train to leave the train station at a time? Oh, sorry. Well, anyway, so on the rooftop, we get Sword Form confronting the Klan member.
So, can I have a brief explanation of what the f*** this Henshin thing is all about in this series?
Okay.
Have you seen any to know?
No.
Well, what part don't you understand? Ryutaro
is the main character, and he's a big pussy. He can do shit.
Is that the kid? Thankfully,
yes.
Well, sometimes he's a kid. Not big. He used to actually be a good actor.
He used to be such a good actor that he was an adult.
What?
There's been a few actor changes in this show.
Yeah.
Because of time travel.
Every time they change an actor, they de-age the character.
Okay.
Because originally, Ryotaro's actor was...
Think Doctor Who.
Was Takeru Sato, who was actually a really, really, really good actor. But he quit, so...
Well, his contract was up.
Yeah.
And his agency was not interested in pursuing it further.
Okay, but here's the deal. Okay, he's Denno, but he's got four little demon buddies that possess him and make him a badass.
Okay.
His balls do eventually drop in the series, but
Then they retract again in the movies.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much.
So
the movie Final Countdown is pretty much the high point of the character.
Just trying to understand how the Henshin thing works, really. I don't really give a f about the character. So well, I mean, it's like this is like a movie. Like I'm so far beyond all that at this point. If I'm gonna watch it, I'll watch the series. I'm just trying to figure. So that's it, right? So he's got the card things, and then that summons the demon thing.
Yeah. So basically, every form of Dino is a different character.
Okay.
He has five forms.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I'm good. Okay.
Gobles just came through with the Magnum PI theme.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right, but focus here. Movie.
This is amazing.
Movie.
I like how quickly he came up with that. Like, he just dropped the link. like here. Like, okay.
Well, he probably went to YouTube, put in Magnum PI metal, and then, you know, spit back the first response.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, yes.
Because Mickey totally couldn't have done that by himself.
Take all the magic out of it.
I couldn't. Well, I didn't. That's the important thing.
You know what, though? I did that. I requested that earlier, and I got no transsexual centaurs. So what the f***?
Well, he said he asked if you D.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, that's why.
What?
That was basically the answer, though.
Okay, well.
Jan.
Momotaros takes over Dino. And he derobes the clan member, and surprise, it's a sexy female bug. And of course, you know, Momo is stunned by that and can't fight effectively from that point on.
I don't think he's ever seen a girl before.
He doesn't realize Hana is one.
Right. Well, she's only 11, so, you know.
Now.
That would be gross.
I believe they're technically considered girls at age 11. Maybe even when at birth.
No, they're not.
Can they sell panties out of a dispenser? What?
I think they outlawed that.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Why? Because it's sick and awful?
it seemed like it was a lucrative industry. I don't know why they would shut that down.
Okay. So, girl, imagine.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a good job of the summary, just so you
That's
know.
Fine.
So if anyone wants to help out along the way, feel free.
It'll probably be funnier this way.
I sincerely doubt that.
Well, that means you need to drink more.
Well, let's move out the first 5 minutes of the movie, please.
Okay, all right. So Kotaro and Teddy are cruising through the train station, and Teddy is blocking bad luck shit from happening to him. This is hilarious with me doing the commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing good. Keep going, buddy.
Meanwhile,
hey, I did Wizard, so you owe me this one.
I tried to do Wizard. Don't give me that.
I showed up this week. That's enough.
There you go. He hates so much of the stuff that we're doing, and he's here. Come on, that's credit.
Yeah, well, if he wants to talk about Akiba Ranger when that starts up again, he better keep showing up.
Oh,
snap.
Oh, damn.
I want to talk about
Let's see. Meanwhile, Rinko
you don't count,
is
Ken.
Ditching her grandmother on her birthday.
Wait, is that Rinko?
Yeah, it's Rinko.
It is Rinko.
Because she's a
it
whore.
Is. Yeah.
Rinko, not the
she's
grandmother.
Like, Grandma, I would so stay for my birthday, but there's this boy, I gotta suck his cock, and I can't be here.
I need my cavity explored.
Well, I guess we could do it here,
my
but it seems a little awkward.
Excavated.
Now, you know, Grandma, if you want to go out somewhere for a few hours, that would work too.
What a bitch.
There's that finger I'm looking for.
What?
Finger?
Oh, sorry, I'm shocked.
Did you lose a finger somewhere?
Figure.
So, meanwhile, on the Dinliner, antics involving a giant bucket-sized parfait.
Because
yeah, didn't that white dude show up? What the f*** is his deal? Because he didn't do anything.
Zeke
is... Yeah, Zeke... Zeke yeah, he doesn't really do anything, no.
He just kind of does that.
He's the fifth... he's like a movie-exclusive form that shows up every now and then, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
He shows up to be a dick and then disappears.
I like it.
Yeah, and they didn't use him at all.
No,
is that right?
They didn't.
And if they had, he wouldn't have done much anyway. That's kind of just who he is.
Like, here's the thing. Wing form, when it first appears, it appears for like 30 seconds in an episode, and then...
Nothing. It. Yeah, it does nothing.
It does nothing. Pretty much.
So, and they even pointed out that he did nothing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
That's even better.
Basically, Sieg is Seinfeld. He does nothing.
Cool. So we're going back to that again.
Yes. Apparently.
It all connects, people. This is a smart
show. This is our 90s episode.
This is a smart podcast.
Well, at least it's not the Godzilla episode again.
Owner shows up to...
Don't be so sure it's not over yet.
What did Owner do?
Eat his rice.
Oh, okay.
And, he steals Teppy from Kotaro's.
So how does this contracts thing work? What's the f*** that?
It works however they need it to.
Yeah.
It is the biggest plot hole you could possibly imagine.
Yep.
Okay.
No pun intended.
They do whatever that the story is telling you that they're doing right now. There is
and
no
right now. It is saying that Owner now owns Teddy.
No. I believe you mean Owner owns Alexandrovich.
That's a really interesting name choice too.
I love Owner so much.
Well, he bought the Slave Fair share. He gets to choose a name now.
But that's. That's as though the guy's the demon just, thing's dad is Alexander.
JD.
Yeah.
Stop trying to rationalize, you know.
Okay, I'm just saying. Because in Russian naming form, your middle name is.
Stop.
Just saying.
It's Dino.
I'm trying to show that I know something here.
You're nobody... expecting that Japan cares.
You're expecting that the audience or that we care.
Oh, okay.
So. Actually, Japan probably knows better than JD does because they're a lot closer to Russia than JD is.
Like
can they see it from their house?
Yes.
Actually, they think they can. All right. So anyway, all right, fine. I won't think about the name anymore. And the contracts don't matter because it's just whatever they make up. So
it's like Whose Line.
Gotcha.
The contracts don't matter and the rules are made up.
Okay. Anyway, back at the Milk Dipper, the coffee shop, we get our forced cameos of the sister and the two nerds. And we get our forced coffee reference, number one.
Coffee.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Kotaro shows up at the coffee place and hears the rumor about the doppelganger bitch. And so he runs off with Kentaro in tow in his furry costume.
Why?
And that's because the Imogen stay inconspicuous in the real world.
Until they don't need to.
But the bus station of time, or the train station of time, it's okay.
Yes.
Okay. But in the real world, not okay.
Right.
Until it is okay.
Right. In the far future. Apparently.
Or some of the past.
Yeah.
Are they demons or genies or what the f*** are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I am so encouraged to watch this series.
It makes a lot more sense if you watch it from the beginning.
The
like most writer series.
You know, I honestly thought the movies would stand alone better on their own. I was wrong.
I mean,
well,
yeah,
no, it's not the movie's problem. JD is just trying to get too much out of it.
Although, JD is the one who wanted to watch the movie.
No. It's like I told XV. Like, I could follow the story and I understand what's going on. I'm just curious about what the elements are. And if that's the answer, it's fine. And I'll probably will end up watching the series at some point.
Yeah, okay.
Just to know if it was like a simple answer.
Just don't let it turn you off from the series.
No. No, I mean, I'm kind of kidding. No. It seems interesting. Okay. It's just, okay.
The thing about Dino is that it's got all the internal consistency of a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah, and you have to basically accept that going in.
And the thing about it, too, is that, like, two-thirds or so of the way through the series, there was some kind of, like, rewrite or something. Everything kind of changed at that point in the series. So the things that were consistent in the first part aren't necessarily consistent with the second part, and then the movies just screw it up even more because...
That might explain how the end of GoBusters ended up how it did. Is like Kobayashi was used to this thing, whole retool thing.
Well, you know, it's like
don't retool anything. Just act like you're retooling it.
I consider myself to be like the POV character of this show. So, if, like, people are listening, right. and don't know things, like they may have the same questions I do, so you know, I try to ask.
People are listening. That's cute.
More people are listening to this show than my show, so you, okay?
Well,
like, be proud of that.
I guess
your show's in negative numbers.
I guess Goblins and Gigabeel are listening. We know that.
Yeah.
I just verified with Ryan that my numbers are still below yours.
Good. As it should be.
Anyway, Denim movie.
Kotaro shows up at Rinko's house, where Rinko and the Rinko doppelganger and Grandma are having a moment together. And Grandma can't figure out which of these two bitches is the real granddaughter, even though one of them is leaking sand from her panties.
Is that a thing, or should I not even ask?
That is a thing.
But you still probably shouldn't ask.
It's the telltale.
Dripping sand is the calling card of the Imagine. If you see sand pouring out of someone, there's an Imagine involved.
They have a contract, then. Is that
or something. Or it's never quite that well defined. It's just
okay. They have a deal or something with the Imagine. Yeah, okay.
There's something going on with them, with somebody's f***ing with their shit.
Something. Okay.
They're doing it themselves, or someone's doing it to them, or just, you know.
Basically, if sand is falling out of someone, they're a plot point.
Yes.
Sands
yes.
of time, right? Is that what we're talking about? Sands
yeah.
of time? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I see the metaphor. Okay.
Yeah. Clever, isn't it?
It's no man. It's almost like the rings and the hand timer thing. Yeah. Wizard. Yep.
Very was clever. That a thing?
Yeah, it's a watch.
I don't like think they were selling sand during Deno.
What?
I would. I would have put sand.
They could have.
I would have put sand in a jar and like just labeled it as Deno sand, and then like watched like fanboys fight over it.
You could have done like the rainbow sand in a jar.
This is genuine Deno sand. Oh, and I have that to put my penis in.
moving on.
Dip my penis in the Deno sand.
I'll say Kotaro chases after the Scyther bitch, and Kentaro possesses him because Kotaro's luck sucks.
Scyther!
Blah, blah, blah. Warehouse, Henshin. Ah, Kentaro acts.
Yes.
So this guy is the other kid's grandson.
Right.
Yes. He is Ryotaro's grandson.
And they brought him in to be cool because the other actor left.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think at one point the idea was to shift the focus of the Deno series to Kotaro.
It never quite
worked out. But nobody liked him.
It never really worked out that way until it had to in All Rider and Let's Go Kamen Riders.
Right.
They're both the same writer.
No.
Well, they're, sort of.
Yeah, they're even of, using well, the same the actual same physical belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah.
No, well, really, because Kotaro's it's the same just, belt that his grandfather is using.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Kotaro's
but
is just older.
He still turns into a different Deno.
Because the transformations into Deno aren't based on the belt, it's based on the person using the belt.
Right.
So, Kotaro will always turn into strike form, just like Ryotaro will always turn into platform. Or liner form in the one movie that probably doesn't really count.
Yeah.
And something was weird with the axe.
It was heavy.
His mask made him cry, basically.
Oh.
Basically, what new Deno does, rather than get possessed and take different forms, is the Imagine become a weapon for him.
Yeah.
Of varying usefulness.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think
Teddy, of course, being the best weapon, Imagine.
The only one of the main form. The main Imagine we haven't really seen was Ryutaro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The purple one.
Yeah.
We finally got Deno in...
you mean Momotaro's.
Deno's.
Momotaro's and, Let's go.
Though we don't...
It was the Coat Rack
sword.
We haven't
seen Ziggs, have we?
No, but I don't count him as a main one.
besides, he would just be like a fan or something, you know, for the wing.
Would Deno become the Deno Big Buster for him?
Probably.
Maybe.
Something like it.
He would become a completely useless version of it.
Yes. Yeah, because the only weapon form that's ever any usefulness is...
Teddy.
Teddy. The Musha Teddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, back in the Denliner, the gang is begging owner to give Teddy back to Dino because he sucks without him.
He can be useful.
Do you understand how much he sucks?
And owner basically says, no, he can't. And if he tries, he'll die. Bye.
Owner has such a positive attitude about everything.
So Kotaro decides, well, I better go back and check out this Sandy bitch and see what's going on there. And I cannot remember how to pronounce the purple Imogen's name.
Ryutaros.
Ryutaros. Not Ryotaros, but Ryutaros.
Yeah, Ryotaro.
That was the stupidest naming idea.
Ryotaro is the is Dino. Ryutaros is the Imogen. Yeah,
I'm sure to Japanese people it sounds completely different.
It probably does, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, f*** their language. It's inconvenient for me.
And we're American, and that's what matters.
Okay, but Ryu hops down with them, possesses them, and makes them obnoxious. Which is what he does.
Yeah.
And so Grandma can't figure out which of these two bitches is real, so she's going to have a death
make
match.
Make them have a race, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have a death match.
They're going to have a death match. They're going to drive into each other.
So first up is cooking, and it's a tie.
Okay, so the next logical step is tennis.
Basketball.
And
that's what we never got. We never got Motormaster and Optimus Prime playing basketball against each other.
No, but the best part is the bird shitting on Kotaro's head.
Oh my god, yes.
Right after, yep. And it's not, and half of the time it isn't bad luck, it is. He is surrounded by assholes.
Hit the head with a soccer ball. Ow! I'm sorry. Turns around. Wham!
And the guys are standing right there, like, and you can tell that they just chunked it at directly at his head.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get in the way of my football?
Did you get in the way of my bucket of water?
Yeah. Why is it with everybody throwing buckets of water, too? Is this, like, 1800s, like, Japan?
Well, no, that wouldn't be buckets of water. That would be buckets of
urine
and feces.
I know, it'd be feces, but yeah. Still, that would have been awesome.
She was watering the street.
Although, next time they go to the Edo period.
Next time.
Poop in your hair, poop.
That happened eventually. All
right, so.
It's everywhere, poop.
The tennis match is interrupted by Scyther. Yes. And so the den ladder comes down and scoops up the Sandy bitch to get her out of the way for whatever reason. And there we figure out what's going on.
They're both the real one.
Yes. She's from the future after Grandma died from neglect. And so now Rinko feels guilty, so she's gone back in time to spend her birthday with Grandma. Because that will stop her from dying. It's not like her to get medical assistance or anything.
No, it's not supposed to stop her from dying. It's supposed to make Rinko not feel bad anymore.
Because, I mean, she's still dead when she gets back.
Right.
She just somehow left a present for her beside the shrine that Rinko somehow never noticed before.
Yeah. That's how time travel works in Dino.
Yeah.
Randomly and illogically. And Mickey, you're buzzing again. That's better.
There should be a Dino Doctor Who crossover.
I'm sure the fanfic exists.
Well, Ryutaro does voice the 10th Doctor.
What?
In the Japanese dub?
Yes.
What? Wow.
Well, there you go.
Ryutaro's voice actor, no, wait, no, not Ryutaro, Momotaro's voice
actor.
Oh,
okay, that makes
even
more
better.
Sense.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting my Taros's mixed up. I haven't seen Dino either. But yes, Momo's voice actor voices 10th Doctor.
That is kind of awesome.
That makes a lot more sense than Ryuta's voice actor doing it.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
Although I could see Ryuta doing Matt Smith's Doctor.
Yeah.
That kind of works for me.
They just didn't have one moment in there where the 10th Doctor says "Ore Sanjo." Just one.
It doesn't sit fantastic. Well, that was 9th, wasn't it? Eccleston was 9th, right?
Yeah, Eccleston.
Yeah.
Poop.
Wow.
I've got to get that soundtrack out.
Anyway.
Anyway, what's going on? Nothing.
Kotaro and Ryotaro get beat up pretty good.
Kotaro uses the Kame fishing gun or something.
The Ura rod.
Yeah.
He uses Urataros' Gross. Extending rod.
And he keeps slapping Scissor's ass with
Urataros.
It.
I mean, come on.
And he hits, you know, Ryotaro's ass too with it.
And she gets turned on.
Ooh.
Eventually Teddy decides, f*** it. I'm going to go save him because he's a putz without me.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Countdown, and they kill him, and then Teddy dies. Spoilers. He doesn't really die.
Yeah. Because owner's a dick.
Teddy dying is sort of a thing, isn't it?
Sort of. Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it?
But he always gets better.
Yeah.
We're going to need another Teddy.
Anyway, Grandma reveals that she knows that she's from the future for some stupid reason, and everything's going to be fine, and then Teddy comes back to life, and blah.
Everybody's fine. It's all fine.
The Chosen Knight trilogy is like just like extra episodes, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really like movie-like productions. They're just like extra episodes. Effectively.
It's really a lot more entertaining than my summary made it sound. I just didn't give a shit.
And
about
then
it.
We
yeah,
get,
it was actually
and then
it was
we get
fun.
A bonus episode of the horrible, horrible, horrible Imogen anime.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I haven't watched any of those.
It's so incredibly not entertaining.
Yeah. It's.
It's sub.
This one is ha ha. A note. I'm coming note from D-End is stuck in Momotaros' head.
Yeah. It is. What? It is really terrible.
It's like a cross between 8-bit animation and Flash animation.
Whoa.
And the writing, if you can call it that. Oh, wow. God.
Yeah, it's Laffy Taffy quality jokes.
Hmm. Well, I'm sad I didn't watch that.
No, don't be.
There's the reason why the Onore TV Nihon Tumblr has an Imogen anime Destroyer of Souls.
One good thing that Episode Blue did produce was New Deno's Double Action.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite versions of it.
Yeah, Double Action Strike Form is easily the best version of the, like, 20 that exist.
You think he's exaggerating, kids?
Yes, anything about Deno, there's double digits of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Way to go, JD.
Sorry.
Save that for later. Put it on a biscuit.
Snot biscuit. Snot
biscuit. I find it sad that we both went to the same place.
Yeah, well.
No kidding. What is wrong with you, Ken?
I don't know.
I mean, me. It's me.
Yeah, JD, you know.
I've been around y'all too much.
Oh, yeah, sure, that's it.
Well, you did ruin the show.
No, that's...
I ruined the show.
Exactly.
So, that was...
No, seriously, like, I requested a movie, and this was a movie. It's exactly what I wanted, so it was cool. It was fun.
It was a movie.
It was no. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I know what you're saying.
I mean, I could see myself watching Deno once I finish everything else. since I still have to finish Go Watcher.
Yeah. No, I like it. Deno is pretty much like the most different Kamen Rider series there is.
Hey, if it's time travel, I'm in, you know.
Yeah.
I am a sucker for time travel. And in whatever.
And this
context,
episode didn't
really.
Even have even the best part of Dino in it. Which is
Beto?
Deneb.
Oh, right. Oh yeah.
Well, they didn't, you know, they didn't have Zeranos except in episode Red. So, you know.
Because Deneb is just the best thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, cool. And Deneb basically gets a whole movie in something, whatever, Battleship.
Oh, yeah.
The decade, the allegedly decade movie.
Yeah, right. The allegedly decade movie.
The decade crossover that's as much as a crossover, as much of a crossover as the Kiva crossover was.
Well, it's a little bit more of a crossover than it is with the Kiva crossover, because like, there's nothing notable Kiva that happens to Kiva. At least Momotaros possesses Decade. At least.
Yeah. Not that you could really tell that much.
That one gif that circulates.
I think the, you know, the sword up Kuga's butt is more notable than that.
True.
Yeah.
What?
The Dino episodes of Decade are kind of amazing.
I think the next episode I have to watch of Decade is the Dino.
So. Oh, so you just finished Agito then?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, the next one is Dino.
How'd that work out for you, JD?
Agito?
The Decade Agito episode.
Oh, it was fine. It was like, okay, we're doing Kuga again, but cool.
Are you yet wondering why the Yusuke does never transform?
Because he's useless.
Well, yeah.
Well, he does every once in a while.
At that point,
I
don't think he had since the Kiva episodes.
He used to. Yeah, I guess he hasn't.
Yeah, see.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Don't make me question the series. I was kind of liking it.
Well, no, that's where I started questioning that, where when he dons the G3 armor and it's like, wait, don't you have a rider form?
Well, but he was trying to do that for his sister, not sister.
Yeah, sister.
His sister, not sister, in his world, not.
No, okay. So basically how this works, JD, is that Decade took a male character from Kuga and turned it into a female character that Kuga wants to f***.
Which is actually not too far from, I'm sorry, not too far from Kuga itself, but hey.
That's right.
So
a little on the nose there, but yeah.
Little bit.
So they were like not even like basically the Kuga and this series, what was it?
Yusuke?
Yeah, but no, not
Yusuke.
Agito. So basically, they're completely unapologetic that Kuga and Agito are like the same series.
They're related series, at least.
They're related, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Agito is a very loose sequel to Kuga.
Very, but it's still basically a sequel to it.
It's a sequel, not a, hey, we'll just do that again.
Right.
Basically.
Okay. The concepts in Agito are fairly different.
Yeah. Although, at that point, it was still kind of going along the Showa writer thing of, well, they basically take place in the same world. Then Ryuki came along, and they're like, nah, f*** it.
Yeah.
And then,
pretty much.
And then Decade came along, and they're like, all right, we're going to put it all back together.
No, because it's all different worlds. They actually say as much in the show.
They actually don't really put it back together until Forze.
Double?
Forze.
I thought that,
because
it puts it back together with at least Double, doesn't it?
Well, see, in Double, it still had the alternate writers thing because the Decade crossover happened. And, yeah, I know. Just
it's all the same world now, though.
Yes. Now, it's back to being the same world as of Forze.
But if Forze takes place in the same world,
I guess you could say it's been back to being about the same world since O's because of Let's Go Kamen Rider, but that doesn't really work.
But Double's in
well,
the same
O's
world
had
too.
In the last episode you saw Forze cast.
Yeah.
Adds Forze characters.
Yeah. So yeah, basically roundabouts end of Double.
Though of course
not
O's also
about
did
the episode
have the
that pushed
next
them together.
Stuff, the movie, so
the power chamber is in the Trigger Magnum.
Let's leave it at that.
I'm saying that they're considering double onward to be the same world.
Yeah, they're considering double. That was the kind of the stated intent until Oz kind of ignored that. But otherwise, but yes.
Because Oz was Oz.
Yeah, Oz. Okay. It's like, because
basically, the problem with reconciling Oz and double is that all the portrayals of Oz alongside double are inconsistent with Oz the series.
Basically,
because Oz was crap, right?
The movie
uses of Oz were crap.
Okay.
Except for Mega Max.
Yeah, but by that point they'd basically dropped the previous movie continuity.
Pretty much.
Guys are killing me. I just want a simple. Is it? Can we just say?
Here's the thing. At the end of Double, they were kind of they were trying to tie Oz into Double, but then Double's production crew didn't want anything to do with that, so they just ignored it entirely and did their own thing.
I think he put a Double where he should have put an Oz in that explanation, but that's basically it.
Yeah. Because at the end of Double, remember they showed the medals.
Right.
Oz production staff wanted nothing to do with that.
So. But as of Forze went and said that it's all the same world.
Yeah.
I want to die.
Okay. That is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
I don't care what happened in the past. I'm saying as of Forze, they have said Double and Oz and Forze and Wizard are all the same f***ing world. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
For now.
Why was that so goddamn complicated?
Because the cave.
You're too much of a fanboy. Stop it. Because
there is no simple answer.
Yes, there is. It's either is or it isn't.
Well, it except for the part where it is, except for when it isn't.
Exactly.
I hate you all.
Oh my god.
Okay, look. I think Fort Max can explain this. Fort Max can explain this better. Fort Max, explain to JD how this works.
It's like that scene out of Clue, where it's like, yes, there is, or yes, there isn't. It's like, what?
Like, for now, yes, there is.
See, time is not exactly linear. It's more like a giant, wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey ball of stuff.
Thank you, Fort Max.
Is the show over now?
Oh, no! No! First, we have to pick something to watch next week.
Gavin gonna be done
Metal Heroes, the new Gavin movie. Okay, we're
Gavin
done.
Gonna be, no, Fort Max. Is Gavin going to be done by next week?
I don't know.
Damn it!
Okay, well, then
okay so, Mickey, you pick something for next week.
I thought there was another movie. Wasn't there another movie we said was going to be done?
Mickey, pick something
watching,
for next
week. Okay, we're watching Pretty Guardian Sailor Moon.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll pick whatever episode I'm up to in watching the series, so I don't have to rewatch anything.
Okay.
As
long as you get that out to the mailing list so I can spread the thing on Twitter.
And on watch Friday. It be a part two.
Spread the thing on Twitter.
Yes.
Don't mean labia.
I am good with that.
You're good with labia?
No.
With spreading the thing on Twitter?
You're not good with labia.
Wait, let me think about that.
I am excellent with the labia, I'll have you know. It's one of my specialties.
Fine with the labia.
Okay.
Excellent.
I wonder how long it is until Megaforce goes on 6 month hiatus.
What, Ken?
How long it is until Megaforce goes on 6 month hiatus?
The 28th.
Oh, good.
Probably the 24th. It's the end of this month.
So let's.
Well, 20 whatever that lasts a full year. So.
Oh,
I guess they'll be either the 23rd or the 30th.
That the last episode is, or when it starts.
It goes on hiatus after the end of the month.
So we got 3 episodes left. Great.
Which I mean, basically, that'll kick it over into the next story arc before they go on break.
Right.
Which is the natural point to stop if they're going to stop for a little while.
Then it'll be a week until Akiba Ranger, so that's fine.
And Garo, I guess?
And Garo, yes.
I'm excited. I'm going to watch Garo. Yeah,
well, if 3 of us watch Garo, we might be
bad
able
to CGI boobs.
What I'm hoping for this new Garo series is that the thing about the last series, I loved it, but if you hadn't seen Garo before, it's not really very inviting.
Well, no, because Mekai Senki was made especially for the people who watched the first series and wanted more of that. It was specifically for the original audience, not to draw anybody else new in.
This seems to be doing the opposite.
Right.
So that sounds great. That's why.
But
I'm
you know,
the trailer, JD?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. It looks pretty awesome.
If three of us are watching it and enjoying it, we might, you know, have to force it onto the show regularly.
Oh yeah. I'm all
about. I'll be for that if we can get rid of Kyoryuger or Wizard.
Well, I think Wizard's going once we get a Kiba Ranger, at least.
That's possible.
You know, unless something remarkable happens and the show suddenly turns around completely.
Otherwise, then we'll probably just be reading stuff from the Mad Libs.
Probably.
Straight from the Mad Libs with the.
You mean we weren't already?
Yeah, really.
Well, that's what I did for the second episode this week.
And it was scarily accurate.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Yeah.
It's like you wanted to resist that at first, JD, but
I know, I was really trying to be like, damn it, yeah, it is.
Okay, Mickey, I have a new project for you to do while you're at work.
Oh boy.
Make the superhero time Mad Libs.
Enough prepping dead bodies and shit.
Make the superhero time Mad Libs.
Oh god.
Oh wow.
That seems daunting. Or maybe it's easy.
And you mean for us, or do you mean for the whole?
No, for us. Block? For us. Okay. The hour podcast Mad Libs.
Oh god.
I don't even know how that would work.
Why?
Well, that's why I assigned you the job.
I mean, I could do a drinking game.
That sounds just as entertaining.
I thought every episode was the drinking game.
Yes, every time I'm on superhero time, you drink.
The end.
Take a shot every time Mickey's drunk on the show.
The end.
Okay, so what are we doing next week?
Sailor Moon.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess
we all agreed to that.
I mean,
dude,
I can't believe
it's not like we have better ideas.
Wizard.
Didn't they hate it last time?
No, I think they didn't watch it actually.
Oh, okay.
I think we were mostly laughing at the bad Luna effects.
Yeah.
You can call them.
What's going to be funny though is we all say, yeah, let's do that, and then none of us watch it.
Oh,
hey, at least it's not another Armor Heroes.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And we'll have, you know, half a dozen Kamen Rider actors to look at anyway.
Yeah. Wasn't it written like Kobayashi or something else? Or somebody?
I don't know.
But hey, Fort Max, if you ever happen upon the Ryukendo dubs, let me know. We'll use that for a power playback one week.
Ryukendo dubs? Oh boy. Is it like the Kabuto and Decay dubs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh man.
Oh,
that sounds amazing.
I mean, Ryukendo is awesome enough on its own, but with the dubs,
that would be entertaining.
Man,
that would be entertaining.
All right, I'm dying.
All right, well, that'll be the show for this week then, because JD has to go crawl into bed and die.
Thank you.
Or, you know, have his leg fall off or something. We're not really sure, but
these are all possible.
He'll have a brand new robot leg though.
It'd be like Cable, except a leg. Well, I guess that'd be more like Forge, but you know.
Are you gonna get pouches to go with it then?
Hell yeah.
Make sure. Some belts.
He's always going to be hiding his feet behind something.
Oh yeah. Okay, that joke I got, and that was funny.
I think everybody actually got that one.
Yeah. Now, did you really get the joke, or are you just saying that you got the joke?
No, I got the Rob Liefeld joke. It's good.
Everybody gets Rob Liefeld jokes.
Yep, because he's a prick.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Go to tokupodcast.com for show notes and to listen to previous episodes. Find us on iTunes or download our Android app at tfradio.net/android. Follow us on Twitter for show updates, weekly power playback, and more at superhero_time. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2013.
Well, JD's qualified to express that opinion because he has a comic book podcast.
Yes.
That's true. That Chris McFeely is on every week.
Chris McFeely is on.
That is what gives me my authority.
That's what gets you your viewer.
He is kind of like a human encyclopedia, so.
Yeah. At least of comic stuff.
Yeah, of comics.
He's a human encyclopedia that you want to listen to recite.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's the important part. Because
he does those great voices.
Well, like, Fort Max could be a human encyclopedia, but who would listen?
No. Not me.
He did the best part.
Well, we need is a Fort Max books on tape version or something.
Oh my gosh.
Could you do Goblet of Fire for me?
Oh my god.
You gotta pick the longest one. So go with, you know, what was it?
Oh, Order Deathly Hallows.
Deathly Hallows,
they
spent
40 years out in the woods.
Yeah. That book felt a lot longer than it actually was.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Bible. As
so
read
she really captured what it's like to live in the woods with no TV.
Shit.
I wanna have Fort Max do like an audiobook of the Bible.
Oh my god.
The Begats.
That would be horrifying.
Esther Begat Eben Begat. Yeah. Would you do that, Fort Max?
No.
Wow.
It's all the Begats.
Would you do an audiobook version of the Micromasters miniseries?
Wow.
How would that even work?
I think if you actually recite that aloud, you summon demons.
And would this there would have to be two additions to it, though.
I think that's been proven to be like an incantation of the devil.
Okay, what are the two additions, Fort Max?
Astro Train and Quintessa.
Ah.
Or of course, you could recite issues of More Than Meets the Eye. That would take forever also.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
That book is very wordy, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love reading More Than Meets the Eye because it feels like it takes me an hour to read one issue because there's that much to it.
Yeah, it's not like reading a Bendis comic at all.
It feels like it's actually worth the $4.
Yeah, I'm sure that would be worth the $4.
Yeah. Unlike, as mentioned, a Bendis comic, which you reviewed this week, I think.
I mean, I love talking about comics, but I'm dying.
Okay. Go to bed, JD.
Go away, JD.
Thank you. I'm gonna go.
Go away and suffer, JD.
Yeah. Actually, I gotta feed the cats first. But then
just
I will.
Let me eat your leg.
You know, maybe they'll be like maggots and they'll just like eat the infection.
Think of how clean it would be.
I know. Where's some maggots?
Well, once it starts decaying pretty good, the flies will come on their own and.
Oh, okay. Just need to make sure I leave it exposed, right?
Yeah, basically, right. Nature finds a way.
Jurassic Park now.
Well, it seems to suit so many purposes.
All right.
Yeah, JD's leg will have a spontaneous sex change and start reproducing.
He spared no expense.
Superhero time! 次回もシャバドビー！止めてみろ！
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.